Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神祝大家平安。
Today, this morning, our topic is a people who live apart.
今天早上我们要以独居的名跟大家来一起分享。
There was a story that goes.
那么有这么一个故事。
There was an explorer wandering on the earth to find new places.
一个拓荒者在地球上想找一个新的地方。
And there was one occasion he discovered a village in the deep middle of the jungle.
那么有这么一天，他发现一个很特殊的地方，这个地方就是在一个深山的丛林里面。
And he was so happy to discover this.
他很高兴发现这么一个深山的丛林。
But later he discovered in this village there's something very special.
在这丛林里面的一个小村庄，他发现这个村庄非常奇特。
In this village, everybody is kind of having a little bit of mental problem or like crazy.
那么这个小村庄里面的人都住一些有智能有问题的一些人
啊，
甚至说他们有点疯了的人
啊。And later he find out what was the reason.
那么之后他才发现说到底什么原因有这样的现象。
He discovered the real reason was that there was a well in the village.
他发现在这个村里面有一口井。
And whoever drink the water shall become like them.
凡是喝了这井里的水呢，都会变成这个样子。
More or less like crazy off their mind, having problem.
都有智能上或是精神上的问题。
And this explorer got lost and got stuck in the village.
那么这个拓荒者来到，应该是说迷失在这个村庄里了。
And then he stayed in the village.
那么他就住在这个村里。
At the beginning, he told himself, "I'm never going to drink this kind of water."
刚开始他告诉自己，我绝对不要喝这口井的水。
I'm not going to be like one of them.
因为我不想像这个村里面的人这个德性。
However, day passed day.
但是一天过一天。
The villager come to him, laugh at him.
那么这些村里的人都很欢迎这个拓荒者来到这个村里。
But laugh at him.
而且笑他。
He said, hey, you are different.
笑他，因为呢，取笑他说，你跟我们不一样。
You are different than us, you are not normal.
你对我们来说你是不正常的。
But at the beginning, the explorer said, "No, I am normal. You guys are not normal."
刚开始的时候，这个拓荒者拒绝他们说，你们才不正常，我是正常的。
But they didn't agree.
但是这个村庄里的村民不同意了。
Day after day, they come to him.
每天这个村民都来到他的前面。
You are not normal. You are crazy. You are out of your mind.
告诉他说，你才是不正常，我们是最正常的。
Look at us. We are all very happy. We are all the same.
看看我们这个村里面多么高兴，多么快乐呢？
And then he still insists, "I don't want to drink the water."
但这个人还是很坚持，我就是不喝那口井的水。
Because he knew I am the one which is truly normal.
因为他知道他深信自己才是最正常的。
But after a few months,
经过几个月。
That explorer felt really lonely.
那么经过几个月，这个人觉得很孤单了。
If I am the only person normal in this village, but I'm not happy.
他这么想，如果我是唯一正常的人，但是我却不快乐。
I'm so lonely.
我觉得孤单。
I'm different than the rest of the people.
因为我跟其他人是不同的。
Then what's the point?
那么重点在哪里呢？
So he decided to go to the well.
所以他就改变心意，他干脆去那个井。
He.Drink one cup of the water.
他就喝了那井里的水。
And suddenly he became like one of them.
那么当然，这后果就是他跟其他村民是一样了。
What does the story tell us?
这个故事告诉我们什么事情
？We human being, we live in a community.
今天人类都是一个群居的动物。
However, we cannot live apart as a very different.
因此，人不能够很单独分别出来。
If you are different than the rest of the majority,
如果你跟大多数人都不一样。
You will feel something called peer pressure.
我们就会感觉到这个同宅的压力。
Which is other people are not the same as you, and they will laugh at you. And what will you do at that time?
换句话就是说，当我们跟别人不同的时候，别人会笑我们，我们怎么办
？And oftentimes we tend to change ourselves, drink that kind of water, and become like one of the majority.
我们常常的反应就是，既然我要跟大家一样，减少这样的压力，我就去喝那口井的水。
However, the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们
，Why did God choose His people?
为什么神要拣选他的民
？Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 23.
我们请看民数记。
Chapter 23, verse 10.
民数记第二十三章第十节。
Chapter 23, verse 9.
民数记的第二十三章第九节。
Chapter 23, verse 9.
民数记第二十三章第九节，我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。第十节，谁能数点雅各的尘土，谁能计算以色列的四分之一，我愿如一人之死而死，我愿如一人之中而终。
This was the poem written by the prophet called Balaam.
那么这边这段是巴兰先知所写的诗。
This prophet was not a good prophet.
那么这个先知呢，号称为先知，但他却不是一个好先知。
Because he loves money.
因为他贪财。
And he, because of money, he was hired by another king, try to curse the Israelites.
因为他贪财，所以别国的国王就请了他来咒诅以色列民。
But God did not allow him to curse the people of God.
但是神不准这样的先知来咒诅神的民。
Rather, he pronounced blessing instead of curse.
相反的，却从他的口中出来的是祝福的话。
Now, what did he say here?
这边怎么说呢？
He is look at these people.
他看着这些民。
These people of Israel.
这些以色列民
are chosen people.
这以色列民是属于是拣选之民。
They live apart separately.
他们是属于独居分离的民。
They are not counted as many other people on the world.
这边告诉我们，他不列在万民之中。
So this is the main message of God.
这里告诉我们，这是神对我们最重要的一个讯息。
He wants his people to live apart.
这个讯息告诉我们。他需要他拣选的民是一个独居的民
to be separate,
而且不列在万民里
to be different,
要能够与众不同
Now first we must ask the question Why did God want his people to live apart?
今天我们反问要说为什么神要我们的这个民能够独居呢
There are three reasons for that
那么这背后有三个理由
The first reason
第一个理由
Because this is God's choosing God wants to choose his people
既然是神选的，那么就是因为神从万民当中选出来的。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 12.
我们请看《创世纪》。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
创世纪第十二章第一到三节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
创世纪十二章第一节到第三节。十二章第一节。神对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”第二节，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。第三节，为你祝福，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
This is God told Abraham about immigration.
这里神告诉亚伯兰要他移民了。
Since the beginning of human history, human has been migrating.
那么这也是人类在刚开始的时候，人类就是一个移动性的人的动物，
不断的移民
不断的移民的。
Because they want to have a better life.
原因就是要追寻更好的生活。
Including us today, most of us are immigrants from other countries.
今天包括我们都是移民。
However, the Bible tells us this kind of immigration is different.
但是圣经在这里所讲到的移民却是不同的。
God told Abraham, "You have to move."
神叫亚伯兰你要离开。
But this immigration is different than normal thinking.
那么这样的移民的观念却不同于一般移民观念。
Normally, we'll migrate to a country better than our existing one.
通常指的移民就是我们搬到一个更好、更棒的国家。
We will not move to a country which is worse than our previous country.
今天我们没有人会决定要搬去一个比现在我住的地方更糟糕的地方。
However, God told Abraham,
但是在这里神告诉亚伯兰,
You have to move.
你要离开。
Now, if from a worldly perspective,
如果以我们这个世界的眼光来看,
the place where Abraham was living was a better country.
亚伯兰现在住的地方是一个比较好的地方。
It's called Ur. It's very highly civilized.
那么这个乌尔是一个非常高文化的地方。
It's today Iraq.
也就今天的伊拉克。
It's equal to today Canada, USA or UK.
在那个时代就好像现在世界上的文明发展国家美国、加拿大这样的地方。
Everything was there.
因为什么都有。
But also sin was also much.
同样的。罪也就什么都有。
So God wants to choose Abraham.
所以神要拣选亚伯兰。
Some people can ask.
有人会这么问了。
Why did God tell Abraham, you just stay in your place and I'll bless you?
那么神有人会这么问，神为什么不叫亚伯兰就住在原居地，我还是祝福你呢？
But God have another plan.
但是神在这里有另外一个计划。
God want him to move out.
神要他离开。
Here tell us to leave your own land.
这里告诉我们说神要他离开本地。
Leave his own land means leave his property.
那么离开本地也就是离开他所拥有的地。
And then secondly, leave his people.
那么再来离开本族。
People means human connection.
那么本族也就是说他在那个社区里面所有的这些人脉。
Leave his father's house.
那么离开父家。
Father's house means his relative.
离开父家指的是他所有的这些亲戚。
This is all a person can have.
那么这所有的本地本族父家是一个人所拥有最宝贵的东西。
We own our money, our land.
我们有自己的地，有自己的财产。
We have our own human connection, our friend to do business or work.
我们有自己的朋友呢，以及我们的这些人脉来做我们的事情。
We have our relatives.
我们有我们的亲戚。
We may ask, if we lose three of this, what do we have?
今天如果我们幻想成自己，如果我这三样都没了，我怎么办？
But God tell Abraham.
但是神在这里告诉亚伯拉。
I want to choose you.
我今天要选你
But you must give up all this.
但是你要离开这三样东西
Because I want to build a new faith in you.
因为我今天要重新建立你最新的信仰
If you do not leave the old places,
如果你不离开旧的地方
You cannot receive this new blessing.
你没有办法得到新的祝福
Because your father will come to you.
因为你的父家会来到你的面前
Hey, why don't you worship idol?
会告诉你你为什么不敬拜偶像呢
Why you be different than us?
为什么你要跟我们不同呢
Next day his auntie will come to him
那么第二天他的阿姨也许来了
Why you don't follow us?
为什么你不跟着我们来
Why you worship the Lord?
为什么你要敬拜神
So he will have more pressure
如果他住在原居地他会有更多的压力
So that's why in order to be chosen
所以这就是其中一个理由为了要被拣选
He must be separated
他必须要被神分离
分别出来 Just like if today we go to supermarket
就好像今天我们到市场
If we go to shopping
如果我们去买东西
Especially the sister
尤其是姐妹们
Go to the fruit market
我们到买菜的地方
For a brother If we go to buy apple Just me Go to pick And just go home
如果像弟兄如果去选苹果可能随便拉几个就走人了
Hey, But sister is different
但是姐妹们买苹果不同啊
Every apple must go to check Up and down Upside down
每一个苹果要拿起来东挑细选
Use the X-ray eye to try to check inside
那么就好像自己有一个 X 光机一样看看这里面好不好
But take to the basket And this belongs to me Nobody can touch
那么这个苹果拿了以后放在我的袋子里面就没有人可以碰了
Nobody will be so silly Oh I pick all the apple and then oh put it back
没有人会用说苹果选完了再把它放回去
I pick out this belong to me and it's separate
因为我选起来的就是我的我就要把它分开来
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah
我们请看耶利米书
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10
耶利米书
Chapter 1 verse 10
第一章第十节
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 10.
耶利米书第一章的第十节。耶利米书第一章第十节，看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立栽植。
In order to build new things, the old one must be torn away.
在这里告诉我们一个讯息为了要盖新的东西旧的一定要拆掉
In order to build have a new faith the old faith must be forsaken
那么为了要建新的信仰那么旧的就要搬掉
In order to receive blessing
为了要得到新的祝福
A person must forsake his old habit
那么一个人一定要放弃旧的坏习惯
So this is the teaching in the Bible
那么这就是圣经里面告诉我们的教训
This is why Abraham must come out and be separate
这也是告诉我们亚伯兰为什么要离开本地本住本以及父家
The second reason
第二个
Why they need to be separated
第二个理由为什么要变成独居
In order to avoid the future calamity
那么为了要避免未来的灾难
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 11Verse 6.
我们请看出埃及记第十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
出埃及记第十一章的第六节。
6 to 7.
第六节到第七节，十一章第六节，埃及遍地必有大哀嚎，从前没有这样的，后来也必没有。第七节，至于以色列中，无论是人是牲畜是狗，也不敢向他们摇舌，好叫你们知道。神是将埃及人和以色列人分别出来的。
God wanted to send Moses to save the people out of Egypt.
那么神差遣了摩西，准备带领以色列民出埃及。
But the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, didn't allow them to go.
但是以色列的国王法老却埃及国王却不愿意让他们离开。
So Moses received the message of God.
所以摩西在这边得到神的讯息。
God will going to punish the Egyptian for the last time.
神说要在这一次给这个埃及人最大的惩罚。
God will kill all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
神要杀掉所有在埃及的头生。
From the king to the beggars.
这个头生从，也就是从这个从国王一直到乞丐。
And to all the animals on the land.
以及所有牲畜的头生。
All the firstborn will be killed.
所有的第一胎都要被杀。
But God loved the people of God.
但是神却爱神的子民。
God loved Israel.So God told the people,
所以神告诉他们,
I want to separate you out of the Egyptian.
这边告诉我们, 他告诉他们一个很重要的讯息, 他们, 神要将他们与以色, 与埃及人分开。
So on that day of calamity, you shall not suffer.
因此当灾难来的时候, 我们以色列人才不会受到灾难。
So how did God save them?
那么神如何来救他们呢?
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12, verse 22.
我们请看出埃及记第十二章的第二十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 22.
第十二章二十二节，二十二节，拿一把牛膝草沾盆里的血，打在门楣上和左边的门框上。你们谁也不可出自己的房门，直到早晨。
God instruct them on that day of Passover, we shall kill a lamb.
在这边神告诉他们在逾越节那天要杀一个羊羔
and use the blood to paint on the door frame
那么用一个羊羔将这个羊羔的用羊羔的血抹在门框上
so this is the mark to make them different
这就是告诉他们你们是不同的记号
when the angel of destruction came he'll see the blood and fly past over the house
当这个灾难来临的时候会看到这个记号而越过
this is the mark which will save the Israelites
那么因为这个记号，以色列民得到拯救。
Of course, before the angel came,
当然在这个击杀的天使来之前
，people will laugh at the Israelites.
那么很多人都会笑他们。
What are you guys doing?
以色列民啊，你们在做什么
？Why you put the blood on the door frame?
你们在为什么要把血放在门框门楣上
？This is something very silly.
这感觉上很愚蠢的事。
But when the calamity comes,
但是当大灾难来临的时候
，this blood will make a difference.
这个血的记号就要告诉。不同的地方
Today is the same.
今天也是一样
People will say, why you spend all this time in the church?
今天人会笑我们为什么要花时间在教会里
Why do you go to the living water to get baptized?
为什么要在活水里面才能够洗礼
Aren't we are the same? We are living happily now.
今天我们不是也很快乐生活在这个土地上吗
But God wants to separate us.
但是神要将我们分别出来
When the day of calamity comes,
当大灾难来临的时候
When God's judgment has come,
当神的这个这个
审判
来的时候
This blood will make a difference.
那么这个血的记号就要分出不同来
This blood is the blood of Jesus.
因为这个血就是主耶稣的血
Because Jesus is the Lamb of God.
因为主耶稣就是那被宰的羊羔
However, he gave us one condition.
但是告诉我们有一个条件
Verse 22, the second half told us, Nobody shall leave his own house and go outside.
22节的下半段告诉我们你们谁也不可出自己的房门
Until the morning.
直到早晨。
Yes, God wants to protect us.
是的，神要保护我们。
But we must keep inside the love of God.
我们自己必须要被保护在神的爱中。
We should not leave the true church.
我们不可以离开教会。
We should not leave the truth.
我们不可以离开真理。
If we wander around,
如果我们在外面绕来绕去的
，we shall be the same as other people. We shall be destroyed.
那么今天我们就会得到像别人所受到的灾难一样。
So this is the second reason why God.Want them to be different because God wants to protect them.
这也就是第二个理由，为什么神要分别把神的名分别出来的原因，要保护他们。
The third reason.
第三个理由。
Well, why did God want them to live apart to be separate?
为什么他需要以色列民变独居的民被分别出来？
Because God don't want them to learn from other people and God spoil.
他不希望神的名学习到其他民的坏习惯。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
我们请看
生
命记
Chapter 7 verse 1 to 6
生命记第七章的第一节到第六节
Deuteronomy chapter 7
生命记第七章
Let's turn, read verse 1 to 2 first.
我们先请看第一节、第二节。你的神领你进入要得为业之地，从你面前赶出许多国民，就是赫人、格加撒人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人，共七国的民都比你强大。第二节，你神要将他们交给你击杀，那时你要把他们灭绝尽尽，不可与他们立约，也不可连续他们。
Here tell us when God bring the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
今天在这边告诉我们，神将他的民带入应许之地迦南地之前。
God told them you should destroy 7 tribes of the people there.
神告诉他们一个指示，要将这七国这七族的民通通灭绝。
Some people ask a question.
有人会这么问了。
Why God was so cruel?
为什么神在这里这么的残忍？
Isn't God is love?
神不是代表爱吗？
How can God tell the Israelites to kill all these 7 tribes?
神为什么要叫他的民去击杀这七国的人呢？
We will have a question like this.
我们常常会也许会问这样的问题。
But Bible gives us answer.
但是圣经里面告给我们一个答案。
There are two reasons for this.
背后有两个理由。
God want to destroy these 7 tribe people.
神决定要杀掉这七族的人。
Because God want to bring judgment on them.
因为神要将他的审判带到这七国的人身上。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 9.
我们请看《生命记》，同样《生命记》第九章。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
生命记第九章第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
第四节，主你的神要将这些国民从你前面撵出以后，你心里不可说，神将我领进来得这地，是因我的义。其实神将他们从你面前赶出去，是因他们的恶。
Here tell us God want to chase them away, God want to destroy them because of their wickedness.
这边告诉我们一个理由了，神要将他们撵出，将他们击杀，是因为他们的恶。
What kind of wickedness did those Canaanites have?
那么这些住在里面这七国的民到底什么恶呢？
First, they worship idols.
首先，他们敬拜偶像。
Secondly, they have highly corrupted sexual immorality.
那么第二个就是他们有极度的淫乱的社会。
Even though not only men and women, but men and men, women and women.
在那个时候，不但是男女，连男跟男、女跟女都有这样淫乱的行为。
And also human and also with animals.
那么甚至人类跟动物都有这样淫乱的行为。
This is highly corrupted.
这是极度淫乱的社会。
And the third things.
第三点。
Because those Canaanites, they sacrifice their children, burn them alive to offer to idols.
因为这些迦南人将自己的小朋友活活烧死来。奉献给他的给他们的偶像。
This make God very displeased.
那么这真是让神非常的伤心。
So God decided time has come. I want to bring judgment.
因此神在这里告诉以色列民，时间到了，我要除掉他们的恶。
God has given them plenty of time, but they never change their way.
因为神给这七国的民许许多的时间，但他们从不改变。
So this has nothing to do with cruel or not cruel.
所以这里并不表示说神是不是残忍，神有没有爱的问题。
Rather going to bring judgment,
而是要神要显示他的全能以及审判。
Because God is the final judge,
因为神是最后的审判。
God has the sovereignty to decide who can live, who will die.
因为神这个这么大的法官，他能够决定谁要活，谁要死。
But let's come back to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Here tell us.
但是我们看回第七章。
Why did God tell them to this destroy them all?
为什么神告诉以色列民说要把这些人全部杀掉？
Let's read verse 3 and 4.
我们再看第三、第四节，第七章第三节，不可与他们结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿。第四节，因为他必使你儿子转离，必不跟从主，去侍奉别神，以致神的怒气向他们发作，就速速的将你们灭绝。
Here God tell them, do not intermarry with the local people there.
这里告诉我们不可以与他们结亲了。
Because we know if after intermarriage, the faith shall be influenced very easily.
神在这边怕以色列民与他们结亲之后，这些以色列民的信仰就会被动摇了。
Very interesting,
这是很有趣的一件事。
Throughout the history of Israelites,
从以色列的历史来看。
Israel was never success in influence other country to believe in the same God they do, the one true God.
以色列民的历史看来，他们从没有去影响另外一族的人来 相信真神。
However, they were influenced many, many times to worship other gods, other idols to other countries.
但是在这个历史上面看起来，以色列民常常却被其他拜偶像的民族给给拉去了。
And also, God told them, do not make a covenant with them.
这边告诉我们说，哎，而且不可以立约。
Covenant means make a compromise.
也就是说，不可以跟他们妥协，不可以跟他们商量。
So today, what does these seven tribes represent?
所以今天我们回头看看这七国这七族代表什么。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
我们请看加拉太书。
The book of Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Verse 19.
加拉太书第五章第十九节。
The book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
加拉太书第五章第十九节。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒。二十一节，嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的果。
Today, this is the true Canaanite we must destroy.
今天这就代表了那七国需要除掉的七国。
What are they?It's all this lust and sinful nature.
十九二十节告诉我们，这些都是邪欲、情欲。
Today you look at the world, people are just controlled by these seven or more giants.
我们看看今天这个世界，也就被这七大国的邪欲所控制着。
All of the world are controlled by these things.
这整个世界都被这些情欲所来控制。
If we do not separate.
如果我们不被分别出来
，We'll just learn from them.
我们就会跟大家一样
，We'll be controlled by them.
我们会被这些人给控制。
So today we must live apart.
所以今天我们一定要分别出来。
But you may ask preacher, what does it mean?
我们会问传道了，那怎么办呢
？Does it mean we don't live in Vancouver and buy a small farm and hire ourselves?
那么你是不是告诉我们离开温哥华，躲到这个乡村里面，躲在那里呢
？Like the you know.The Amish people, they don't live in a big city. They have their own farm, own land. They have their own clothes. They don't even drive a car, but they use the horse as a 马车啊。
就好像这些有些人离开大城市，来到这些乡村甚至山上躲起来这些隐居士一样。
No, the Bible does not tell us to do this.
圣经里面不告诉我们要去当个隐居士。
Let's look at what Bible tells us.
我们看看圣经里面怎么指导我们。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
我们请看马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 16.
马太福音第十章第十六节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 16.
马太福音第十章第十六节，十六节，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Verse 17.
十七节，你们要防备人，因为他们要把你们交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们。
Here tell us Jesus told his disciple.
主耶稣在这里告诉他的门徒。
You enter the group of wolves as sheep.
那么你要如羊进入狼群一样
，We must be smart。
也就是说，我们要很灵巧了。
But Jesus never tell us, oh, just to hide in the church, just hide in the jungle, do not go outside。
圣经里面没有一段告诉我们，我们一定要去独居，一定要躲在深山里面。
Rather, we should enter the society。
反过来说，我们要进入社会
，But be different for them。
但是却要跟大家不同。
We enter inside, we just keep our nature of our sheep。
我们入世是因为能够如羊一样进入狼群一般。
We cannot all go into the wolf and become a wolf.
我们不可以进入狼群里面，结果自己也变狼了。
No, we should go inside, but we still as a sheep.
我们要如同羊进入狼群，但最后我们还是一只羊啊。
But verse 17, Jesus said we have to be careful, we have to be shrewd, and do not learn from them.
十七节告诉我们，我们要防备人，而且不可以像别人一样。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 17.
我们再看福音书约翰福音。
chapter 17, verse 14.
约翰福音第十七章的第十四节。十七章第十四节，约翰福音，我已将你的道赐给你们，赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
15.
十五节，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离罪恶者。
Okay, here Jesus is make it very clear.
在这边主耶稣澄清一点。
I don't want the disciple to leave the world to hide themselves to be a monk.
我不希望门徒离开这个世界躲起来。
But rather, I just want my people to be saved from sin.
但是我希望我的门徒能够被保守，不被罪恶影响。
Because we do not belong to this world.
因为这边告诉我们，我们不属世界。
Why Jesus say this?
为什么主耶稣在这告诉他的门徒这样？
Because if we think we belong to a place, we will start to change ourselves to be like the majority.
因为今天如果我们觉得我属于哪个地方，哪一群人，我们就会跟那个地方那群人一样。
For example, before we come to Canada.
比如这么说，我们来加拿大之前，
most of us already know how to drive.
我们大家都知道怎么开车。
Especially in Taiwan, in China, in Hong Kong.
特别在中国，在香港，在台湾，大家都会。
The way we drove was different than what we do here.
我们都记得在那个地方开车跟这里开车不同了。
People used to tell me in Taiwan.
那么在台湾的人常告诉我。
In some area, those traffic lights only for reference.
在有些地方，红绿灯根本只是参考而已。
You see no car, red light you still go.
那么只要没车，红灯照走。
But now, if we come to Canada,
今天我们来到加拿大了。
We belong here.
我们已经属于这里了。
Now we will think, I must pass the exam. I better change my driving habit.
我既然住在这里，要拿能够拿到驾照，我要改变我的不好习惯。
Because I belong to this country.
因为我属于这个国家了。
So I must change myself.
所以我要改变自己。
If you only come as a tourist,
如果我们只是一个观光客
，I only stay here 1 week.
我只来这一个礼拜。
Why I change myself?
我为什么要改变我的驾驶习惯呢
？So Jesus give us the same concept.
所以今天主耶稣在这边告诉我们同样的观念。
You live in this world.
今天如果我住在这个世界，
but you do not belong to this world.
但是不属这个世界。
So do not change yourself to accommodate them.
所以我们不能改变自己变成这个世界。
But rather stay as what where you belong.
但是我们要能够分别出来，因为我们属于别地方的。
So what does it mean to us?
这告诉我们什么意思
？Of course, there are many ways we shall separate ourselves.
我们许许多地方都能够把我们分离出来。分别出来。
Actually, all these things start from the small things.
那么从这种种的方法，我们应该说从小观念做起。
I think this week, if you go to shopping mall, what do you see the decoration?
我们相信从这个礼拜开始，大家出去买东西，看到这些 shopping mall 里面都有很多的这些装饰。
And also the children will come to you.
我们会看到小朋友都来到大人的面前。
And say, Mom and Dad, now this week, the school have a Halloween party.
那么小朋友都会问爸爸妈妈，我们今天在学校都会有万圣节的活动。
Am I allowed to go?
我是不是可以去呢
？And tomorrow night or Monday night, your children will ask.
那么明天晚上或是礼拜一的晚上，小朋友又这么问。
Today is Halloween night.
那么今天晚上是这个万圣节。
All my friends they dress up like a rich and then go out to collect candies.
我的同学、我的朋友，大家都装得像鬼一样出去要糖嘞。
It's really fun. Can I go?
看起来很好玩，我可以去吗
？Can I buy the pumpkin and make these funny things?
我可不可以去买这个南瓜，然后雕刻一个鬼脸呢
？When the children come to ask you this, they look very innocent.
当小朋友来问我们大人这些问题的时候，他们感觉很单纯、很善良。
You may think this is no big deal.
在大人的心里面，也许会觉得这算不了什么。
This is only a culture of the Western world.
这只不过西方人的一个文化嘛。
That should not be a big problem.
应该不会有什么问题吧
？But we have to ask, what does the Bible tell us?
但是我们反观回来，看看圣经告诉我们什么样的真理
？Maybe we don't know about the origin of the Halloween.
也许在座的每一位并不是很清楚这个万圣节怎么来的。
Actually, I just went to the dictionary or encyclopedia and found out some information for your reference.
那么我利用一些参考书查一查万圣节的由来是什么
？Actually, in the Northern Europe.
在北欧地区
long before the birth of Christianity,
那么在这个应该说基督教远远基督教产生之前吧
already there's a group of people called Celtics in the Northern Europe. They were celebrating something like Halloween.
那么在北欧的一个小小地方，有这么一群人已经在庆祝这个所谓的万圣节
They do it on the October 31st.
他们的节日。这个万圣节这个节日呢，定在十月的最后一天。
Because they think that day is the end of summer.
因为他们觉得十月最后一天就是夏天的最后一天。
Because you know in the northern hemisphere now every day the sun set earlier and earlier, the daylight becomes shorter and shorter.
大家会注意到，我们住在北半球的地方，那么靠近北极的话，你会发现这个白天越来越短。
So they think it's the end of summer now.
所以他们觉得十月最后一天就是。 夏季的结束。
So they have a pagan religious activity and festival.
所以他们有这种外邦的宗教的一种活动。
They usually burn a big campfire.
他们总是，也就是他们把这个火在这广场上点起来。
And they think by doing this, they can cast out all the evil spirits.
因为他们觉得这种在广场上的大火呢，可以驱邪。
Of course, this is their loss of custom.
那么当然，这里面有许许多多他们当地的一些文化、一些习俗。
Because they think on that night all the evils, all the witch, all the bad things will come out, so they have to scare them away.
因为他们觉得夏天最后一天这个晚上呢，所有的这些邪灵都会跑出来，所以他们用大火把这些邪灵驱除。
Now later, when Christianity was preached to Europe,
那么到后来应该是这个基督教传到北欧之后。
Now on the year of 835 AD,
那么在主后835年的时候。
At that time, the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church called Gregory the Fourth.
那么在天主教教皇 Gregory 第四世的时候。
He think that maybe we should introduce another festival just to replace their pagan worship, change their behavior, because now they become Christian.
那么在这个时候，教皇觉得说，他们是不是应该设立另外一个节来代替他们这个驱邪日呢？
So they decided they should introduce a day called All Saints' Day.
所以在这个时候，教皇也就设立这个日子叫做万圣日。
On the 1st of November.
这个日期设在什么时候呢？11月1号。
But however, we look at the Bible. Bible never tell us we should have anything called All Saints Day.
但是圣经里面再怎么翻，你也找不到这一天所谓的万圣日。
Bible do not tell us to glorify the saints.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，我们没有理由去荣耀圣者。
We should glorify God.
我们只能够荣耀神。
But however, the Catholic Church did this.
但是天主教却把这个事情设立一个特别的日子。
But this did not change the people's habit of practicing and celebrating Halloween.
虽然特别设立了这个全圣日，但是却没有改变北欧人来庆祝他们这个所谓驱邪日的日子。
However, these two days, sometimes the devil and then God all mixed together become something called Halloween tradition.
所以这个万圣，这个 Halloween 这个字，也就是一个驱邪、一个全圣的日子，两个合并在一起的一个字。
Now you may ask, now what is the big deal of celebrate Halloween then?
那么大家都会问了，那么我们庆祝这个万圣节有什么不对吗？
But if you know the origin, we'll know this is of pagan worship festival.
但是从我们刚刚听到这个万圣节的由来之后，我们就知道它的缘由是要驱邪，它的缘由是因为这些邪术所带来的。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4.
我们再看回圣经。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24.
我们请看生命记第四章24节。
Deuteronomy 4:24，
生命记第四章的第二十四节，因为主你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
The Bible keep telling us our God is a jealous God.
圣经里面一直告诉我们，强调说神是祭邪的神。
God detests evil things.
那么神最恨邪恶。
Oh God, what are the evil things? There are many things.
那么邪恶代表了许许多多不好的事情。
But let's turn to chapter 18 of verse 10.
我们请翻了同一本书
Chapter 18 verse 10
十八章生命记第十八章第十节
Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10
第十八章第十节，你们中间不可有人使儿女惊火，也不可有占卜的、观兆的、用法术的、行邪术的。十一节，用迷术的、交鬼的、行巫术的、过阴的。
Verse 12。
十二节，凡行这些事的，都是神所憎恶，因为那些国民行这可憎恶的事，所以你的神将他们从你面前赶出。
Verse 13。
十三节，你要在主你的神面前做完全人。
This is the instruction of God to the people of Israel.
这里告诉我们神对以色列百姓的规定以及指示。
We may think something is no big deal.
我们常常会认为有些小事其实没什么大不了的。
But in God's eye, they are big deals.
但是在神的眼睛却非常可观的。
Here tell us, God do not want his people to involve with all this pagan worship, witchcraft, sorcery, all these witches, wicked things.
在这边说到种种的行法术、行邪术、占卜的，这些都是邪术的东西。
If we allow our children to participate in this kind of parties,
如果今天让我们的儿女能够会去参与这样的一部分，
even though they are not doing witchcraft, witchcraft.
虽然他们并不行邪术，并不观卜这些
论。But they dress like someone do witchcraft.
但是却把我们的儿女打扮成好像要做这样的事情的时候。
Will God be happy to see this?
我们回头想想看，我们的神在天上看，他会高兴吗
？If our children dress like this and go door to door to knock out for candies.
如果今天我们的小朋友穿得像鬼一样，到每一家去敲门要糖果
，Jesus will ask you today.
今天主耶稣会问我们
，Why don't you bring your children door to door evangelism to give flyers to tell people to come to church?
主耶稣会问我们，为什么我们不带我们的小朋友每一家敲门信主呢
？But allow them to 传福音啊，
去叫他们去传福音呢、
啊。But rather allow them to not go to follow the worldly trend to collect candies like this.
但是却要跟着这个世界的文化潮流来走，改变自己，穿得像鬼一样去要糖果呢
？In here also, Bible tells us do not participate in 占卜的哈、哦，占卜的啊 ，in fortune telling.
在这边告诉我们说，不可以。任何占卜的行为
，God detests fortune telling，
因为神最憎恶占卜的事。
Why？
为什么
？Because our fortune, our future is in the hand of God。
因为我们都知道，我们的未来都在神的手中。
You don't go to ask God about your future。
那么我们不去问神
，and you go to ask all the witchcraft about what will happen to you。
今天我们去问一个会占卜的人、
Maybe they look at your hand and say, "Oh, you have this. You happen tomorrow. What happened？"
这些人看看你的手，会告诉你说，明天你什么事，明年什么事。
God doesn't like this。
神最恨这样
的事情。If you want your future，
如果你要知道未来
，you ask God，
你要去问神。
If you want your future，
如果你要知道未来
，don't ask the crystal ball，
不要去问水晶球。
Pray to God， ask God to guide your future，
应该是跪下来向神祷告，带领未来。
If you want to know your future，
今天我们要知道未来
，do not ask the horoscope，
我们今天不去占星术。
We ask Jesus, we pray, ask Jesus guide every day.
我们不是靠占星术，而是跪下来向神求。
We should not involve ourselves in all these things.
我们不能够参与任何这一类的事情。
Because if we do not ask God, but ask all these things, this means we despise God to the ultimate.
今天如果我们离开了神去问这些事情，我们也就是把神藐视了。
So we should be very careful.
我们要真的小心啊。
There was a parent.
那么有这么一个
父母啊。They came to a Western country.
那么他们来到西方的国家。
The children ask his parents on the Halloween night, can we go out to collect candies?
那么一样，同样的问题，我们可不可以在小朋友问说，我们在万圣节出去要糖果吧
？They think it's okay, this is a custom.
那么这对夫妻觉得说没有关系，反正是一个文化。
So go outside the children, huh?
所以就跟他们出去
，collect many candies.
拿了很多糖。
Before they eat,
他们打开吃之前
during that night,
在那天晚上
，suddenly the children got very sick on the stomach.
那么突然间，这个小朋友呢，肚子痛
，Don't know what happened，
不知道什么原因
，Did not eat anything unclean，
也没有吃不好脏的东西
，Because the parents did not suffer，
因为父母亲都很好
，But only the children suffer，
只有小朋友肚子痛
，The parents think what happened， why something happened，
那么这个父母亲想一想，到底发生什么事呢
？The husband and wife kneel down and pray together，
那么这个夫妻俩一同祷告
，They ask God what happened， tell us what is wrong。
他们向神祈求，告诉我们怎么回事，到底发生什么事。
They realize maybe we allow children to go out collecting candy like this doesn't please God.
就这么一瞬间，有个观念告诉他们说，我们让小朋友在这个万圣节出去要糖果是不对的。
They repented.
他们悔改。
Thank God. After they pray and they repented.
很感谢主，他们在祷告之后悔改了。
The children become better.
那么小朋友就好了。
So today we must pay attention.
所以今天我们要很注意。
Don't involve in this worldly custom.
我们不可以随随便便就参与这个世界上的习俗。
Don't involve ourselves in all this fortune telling and witchcraft, all these things.
告诉我们这几节告诉我们不可以参与任何的占卜、观照、行邪术的事情。
Then you may ask.
我们会这么问了。
I don't send my children to collect candies.
我不会叫我的小朋友去要糖。
But if other children come to my house and collect candies, what shall I do?
但是问题来了，如果其他小朋友来我家敲门怎么办？
There's something called treat or trick.
那么告诉，也就是他们用这种术语来要糖果。
If you don't bring, maybe I'll throw stone to your window.
如果你不给这些小朋友，他们搞不好会丢我的，拿石头打我的门窗
嘞。So what should we do?
我们怎么办？
I remember when my family first came to Canada.
我还记得我们家刚搬来加拿大的时候。
We know about Halloween. We know this is not according to the Bible.
那么我们听说了这个所谓万圣节，我们也知道万圣节是不符圣经的。
We don't want to give out candies.
我们不打算给任何的糖果。
But we think people say, if you do not give candy, they'll throw eggs on the window, throw stone. Then what do we do?
但是我们听人家说，如果我们不开门给糖果呢，这些外面的人会丢石头、丢鸡蛋。
So we decided.
所以我们就这样决定。
On that night, we pretend we are not home.
我们那天晚上就假装不在家，
turn off all the lights inside，
把所有室内的灯全部关掉。
So when the children come and they see there's no light, they will not knock the door, they will not throw down. We hope.
当这些小朋友呢来的时候，一看没有灯，他们觉得没有人在。
So all during that night, all our family hide in the basement.
所以那天晚上呢，我们全家就从躲在地下室。
And we are so scared in our heart.
那么我们事实上心里很害怕。
Here, all these kids are coming, screaming, coming and see the door.
那么我们看到
no light.
好多小朋友在路上跑来跑去，按门铃敲门。
But come to our house, oh, and then no voice, no sounds. We are so afraid.
他们大呼小叫的，但是来到我们的面前，来到我们的房门前，看到没有灯，他们也就很安静。
What will happen?
那么再下来是什么？
But thank God, nothing happened during the night.
那么很感谢神，那天晚上并没有任何的问题。
But next year, we think.
那么紧接下一年
，We are Christian.
那么下一年，我们想，我们既然是基督徒
，We are doing nothing wrong.
我们也没做错事。
This is our house.
这是我们的房子。
Why do we hide ourselves in the basement?
为什么我为了这个万圣节，我们躲在地下室？
So we think this is not glorifying God.
我们觉得这样做好像不荣耀神哦。
Okay, this year we do something special.
所以今年我们就做特别的。
Our mom wrote a big poster.
我们妈妈就写了一个很大的一张纸。
Sorry, we do not celebrate Halloween.
上面写明了，对不起，我们不庆祝万圣节。
So to tell people we are different.
告诉大家我们是不同的。
Tell the children we are different.
告诉我们的小孩我们不同的。
We don't care if people throw stone. Anyway, we got cover. With insurance cover, $30 one year.
反正如果有人真的丢石头打坏东西，反正有保险嘛。
So we just do this.
我们就这么做。
And thank God, next year we hear all these kids running, knock the door, but when they see the poster, they did not do anything. They just go away.
所以时间到了，一样，好多小朋友在街上。当他们来到我们房子面前，看到这张纸，他们就走了。
I think sometimes if we respect our own religion,
所以今天如果我们自己尊敬自己的信仰
，if we respect our own God,
如果我们自己敬重我们的神
，other people will also respect us.
那么别人同样会敬重我们。
If we do not even respect our own faith,
如果今天我们自己都不尊重自己的信仰
，how can you expect other people to respect you?
我们怎么样期待别人尊重我们的信仰
？How can you expect other people to respect your God?
我们怎么样期待别人去敬重我们的神
？So sometimes in small matter we demonstrate we are different.
所以今天我们从生活上小小的东西，我们就要来荣耀神。
We don't have to hide ourselves in the deep of the jungle.
我们不需要因为我们的信仰呢去躲起来。
But temptation is everywhere.
但是这些这诱惑到处都是。
This morning when I just tried to doing the final touch of my sermon.
那么这个今天早上我在最后看看我今天要讲东西的时候。
Because I want to on the internet find something the history of Halloween.
因为我上这个网站上面看看哪里可以找到这个万圣节的来由。
Suddenly, I don't know how I go to a website, Halloween website.
那么突然间，我进入一个所谓的万圣节的网站。
And then there was a display called "Congratulations, you are the 100,000th visitor of this website, and you will be granted a prize of $2,000."
那么这个网站立刻告诉我说，我是很幸运的第10万人次进入这个网站，因此我可以得到2000块。
And I said, yeah, this is nonsense. This is just cheating money. I want to close the window.
那么我觉得这根本都骗人的，所以我要把它关掉。
But it have another pop-up reminder. I said, no, don't. This is real.
但是在这个荧幕上，另外一个地方跑出来告诉我说，这是真的喽。
But I think this kind of thing, even though it's real, we as a Christian, we should not.Be involved with this any kind of money with this Halloween promotion.
所以在生活上，我们看到这些东西虽然好像是真的，可是这所有连带的关系都与圣经不符的。
Because this is the Halloween the company promotion, all this money involved in these things.
因为这个万圣节靠这个公司呢，靠这个网站集合了许多钱，为了要庆祝这样节日。
Even if it's real, if I'm a pastor, I'm a Christian, and I go to claim this prize, doesn't look good.
那么今天就算他会真的会给2000块，我一个传道去领万圣节2000块，像样子吗？
So I close the window.
所以我把这个视窗关掉。
But later I think, is it real? Maybe it's still real.
但是我想一想，也许真的是有2000块哦。
So let's go back to the website again.
所以我又再回那个网站。
Because I think if it's false, then we'll always pop up you are the 100,000 visitor.
如果是假的，每一次我进这个网站，他都会告诉我你就是最幸运的。
But this time I go there, there's no this pop up.
但是我再开这个网站呢，却看不到这个讯息了。
So maybe that message is real.
所以也许那2000块真的哦。
So this morning I lost 2,000.
所以今天早上呢，我就这样损失2000。
But thank God, I think even though I lose this chance, but we are children of God, we must keep our own faith.
但是反过来看，很感谢主，我虽然损失了这2000块，但是我们还是在神的爱保守。
In God, this is the most precious things.
因为在神来说， 这个是最重要的。
We have to separate ourselves apart.
因为我们与别人分别出来。
And sometimes you think when you separate apart, you feel lonely.
有时候我们会这么想，既然分别，就会感觉寂寞。
But you will never be alone.
但是你绝对不会感觉寂寞。
Because we are a group of brothers and sisters, helping and supporting each other.
因为我们有这么大群的弟兄姐妹，能够在这个分别为圣当中互相鼓励。
So let's sing hymn 391, Never Alone.
我们请看，请唱赞美诗三百一十一首，
391首
啊，三百九。